Now, that's not supposed to be a dinner bell. That's supposed to be a school bell, and it's the bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Some of you may remember listening to that school bell. The school bell we had was a little electronic bell that was up on the wall that was more like a ringer than a bell. But I see the old schoolhouses, and I saw in the old schoolhouses the old school bells, and thought that that would be a good way to introduce this Bible school that is on the radio. And so when you hear that bell, go get your Bibles. And at this time, turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're doing a study of the life of David and concentrating on that part of his life where we're introduced to David. That is when Samuel came down to the house of Jesse and anointed David, the shepherd boy, to be king. And so we're going to continue that study in just a moment, beginning in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 5. Now, while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and then superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's look. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 5. And Samuel says, "Peaceably am I come to sacrifice unto Jehovah. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. Samuel had answered these elders that had come to him from Bethlehem. They said, "Are you coming in peace?" And Samuel's letting them know, yes, he's coming in peace to sacrifice to Jehovah. And this was good for the people. During the period, sacrifices were offered at different places. And later on, we read of a family sacrifice at Bethlehem by David's family. Samuel was to sacrifice an heifer, 1 Samuel 16:2. The whole burnt offering was consumed. In peace offerings, the blood was shed, the fat was burned, and the flesh was eaten according to the manner specified by the Lord. Samuel said to those elders of Bethlehem, "Sanctify yourselves." That means to wash themselves in pure water, to change their clothes, and to prepare their hearts for the sacrifice and the worship of God. We see instructions for this in Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 through 15. And this suggests that today we should be prepared for the worship of God. We can prepare by meditation and prayer before we engage in that worship. I remember one little church out in the country in West Tennessee where I used to preach. And I would go there, and while it is common for me to enter the building and to talk to the people that have assembled before the assembly begins, that wasn't the custom they had here. Everyone that entered that little building quietly went to their pew and sat in silent meditation or in Bible reading or perhaps reading a hymn to themselves in the silence before the worship. And as far as that little congregation was concerned, that was so they could prepare their minds to worship God. Well, you don't have to go to that extent, but we do need to think as we're coming into worship and as we're going there, think about why we are doing this and what we are doing this for. And let's make sure that we're worshiping in a way that is acceptable to God. We read in Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire." And while the others sanctified themselves, Samuel assisted in sanctifying Jesse,
and his sons, and calling them to the sacrifice. Now, let me read 1 Samuel 16 in verse 6. And it came to pass when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely Jehovah's anointed is before him. Eliab, well, that was Jesse's firstborn. He was tall and strong and good-looking, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. And for this reason, Samuel said, Surely Jehovah's anointed is before him. Such a figure was Saul, and God had selected him. And Samuel would naturally conclude that he would select again one in similar appearance. Eliab was with Saul in the battle of 1 Samuel 17:28, and when Saul saw any mighty man or any valiant man, he took him, 1 Samuel 14:52. Eliab is called Elihu in 1 Chronicles 27 and verse 18. This time God did not select according to physical appearance, although David was of beautiful countenance and goodly to look upon, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 12. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, Jehovah said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Jehovah seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. His countenance and his height were not the test that Jehovah was using to make sure that he had the king after his own heart. For man looketh on the outward appearance, Jehovah looketh on the heart. The true test is not outward appearance, but what one really is at heart. It's not how he looks. It is what he is. It is frequently stated in the Bible that God searches the heart, that God knows the heart, that God judges according to the intents of the heart. In 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9, we read, And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for Jehovah searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be fond of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. We read in Matthew chapter 5, 27 and 28, Ye have heard that it was said, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that every one that looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. We read in Luke chapter 16 and verse 15, And he said unto them, Ye are they that justify yourselves in the sight of man, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. We read in Acts chapter 1 and verse 24 that they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show of these two the one whom thou hast chosen. And we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15, Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. You see, God knows our hearts. He knows us from the inside. He judges not by just what is seen on the outside, but also by what there is on the inside. And so 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 8 we read, Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. Now Abinadab was Jesse's second son, and he also was rejected. He too had followed Saul in the battle. Look at the next verse, 1 Samuel 16 and verse 9. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen death. Shammah was the third son, and likewise rejected. These men may have been worthy men, but they were rejected by Jehovah only as unfit for king. Shammah is called Shimeah in 2 Samuel 13 in verse 3, and Shimei in 2 Samuel 21:24, and Shema in 1 Chronicles 2 in verse 13. Jonadab, Shammah's son, was a very subtle man, 2 Samuel 13:3. And Jonathan, another of his sons, is a brave man, according to 1 Samuel 21, verses 20 and 21, and 1 Samuel 16 and verse 10. Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Jehovah hath not chosen these. Jesse had 8 sons, according to 1 Samuel 17:12, and 2 daughters, according to 1 Chronicles 2 and verse 16. David was the youngest. In 1 Chronicles 2 and verse 15, it is said to be Jesse's 7th son, and we're not sure why he was called his 7th. Maybe one of the other sons had died along the way. But Samuel's declaration to Jesse is, Jehovah hath not chosen these. It seems that Samuel had explained to Jesse his mission. Although some people think that while Samuel let it be known that the Lord desired one of Jesse's sons for a special purpose, the purpose itself may not have been made known. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 11, Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come thither. Since God had chosen not one of these 7 sons, Samuel asked Jesse if this was all of them. Jesse informed him that there was one more, the youngest, who was keeping the sheep. Samuel knew, therefore, that he must be the one. He said, Send and fetch him. We will not sit down till he come hither. That is, we won't sit down to eat at the feast. And so 1 Samuel 16 and verse 12, he sent and brought him in. Now he was ready, and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look upon. And Jehovah said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. David must not have been very far away. It says he sent and brought him in. By ready, it means probably that he had auburn hair and fair skin and a beautiful countenance. Well, the margin in the American Standard Version says that he was fair of eyes and goodly to look upon. Now, David, he was a good-looking young man. And David at this time was young. Saul later called him a youth in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 33. But he was active and he was strong, and he slew single-handed a lion and a bear, and said his arms did bend a bow of brass, 2 Samuel 22:35. When he appeared, the Lord said, Anoint him, this is he. From the flocks David was taken to be the shepherd of God's people, and from the manger he came forth, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. That is, the son of David came forth from a manger, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. And so David was anointed to be king. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of Jehovah came mighty upon David from that day forward. So Saul rose up and went to Ramah. Now, we have a little more to go in this lesson that we will cover in our next class period. But in the meantime, I would invite you, if you have an opportunity at all, to come by and worship with us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I would like to meet you I am Bill Boyd, the preacher.